This is Free Talk Live. We're launching in hour number three of the Saturday edition of the program. You can dial in and bring up anything. The toll-free number for you is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free. So enjoy all of that on us. And again, freetalklive.com. As we continue taking your phone calls about whatever you want, we continue with Ed in Texas. Ed, you'd had another question for us, wanted to make sure you had a chance to get it out. So go ahead, sir.
Yes, sir. If you have a voluntarily funded, I guess you could call it taxes, but it's not like taxes if it's not levied against your... You have a voluntarily system.
Taxes are only stealing. So
Yeah,
that's essentially.
So I wanted to rephrase that. If you have a voluntarily funded minarchist system, how do you keep from having the people who are much, much richer are richer interests? So you probably wouldn't have corporations, but people who control what are corporations now, how would you keep them from being able to exert their will unfairly on other people using their money?
How would they do that?
Well, say if you're saying I'm giving this amount of money to fund the salaries of all the judges, for example, then couldn't you just, here's $100 million for the judges in this area, and just say it wouldn't be a bribe, it would be like a voluntary funding of the judges' salaries, and now they're all rich men, so hopefully
good
they'll...
Question. This is a minarchist system?
This is a question for Mark.
Well, we've got a tough one here. The fact is you can't have a voluntarily funded minarchist system.
Right.
Government has to be funded through force, and that's really the what makes a government a government. If you were to have a system of free arbiters or something like that. Not free arbiters in the sense
free
that
market arbitration.
Right. Arbitration systems where, people could choose where they went and chose, who would arbitrate for them. And people do this all the time in their daily lives, is have other people arbitrate for them. And it doesn't cost them that much or much of anything. Arbitration.
You get it done quick, too.
Yeah, it would be done very quick. Now, people would obviously have to sign contracts upon going in, that it would be binding and things like that. But if you have a court system, that court system is basically going to have to be funded through some kind of taxation.
So let's take this to the next level and dig into the idea of arbitration just a little bit here, because that's the idea, for me at least, that's the ideal. Mark kind of stops at the whole minarchy thing.
Cops, roads, courts.
Yeah.
I believe that the government does.
The government does things crappy except for those things, right?
No.
Okay, so... So let's take it to the next level and look at shifting from the government one-size-fits-all justice system that we all know is terrible. And there are some changes that can be made to the government justice system that could make it a lot better, like a loser-pays system, of course, ending the war on drugs, ending all victimless crime laws. A lot of that would go a long way to improving the justice system with the government control. But outside of that, once we get rid of the government justice system and shift over to a free marketplace, then the concern that you have about big money being a big influence in those areas doesn't really fly, because then market competition comes into play, and market competition helps keep people honest. So what you'll have are different arbitrators, and I don't know exactly how it's all going to play out. I'm not an arbitrator. I'm not somebody who's a real entrepreneur in that area. But just knowing how the marketplace works, you'll have different entities that are competing for the arbitration dollar out there, and they'll offer their services based on, speed of service and expertise and satisfaction of the parties involved. And
it really gets hairy in criminal law, though. That's where it gets ugly, as far as I'm concerned, that what you're talking about. I can totally see civil law being handled in arbitration, the people deciding on an arbitrator, signing contracts and being binding. But when you've got some guy that's just, eviscerated three little girls and is chewing on their intestines, and you're saying, hey, let's go to arbitration so we can hash this out. We'll decide whether you're going to spend life in prison or we're going to cut you in little pieces.
Well, if he's been eviscerating people, then he's probably going to come up against somebody with a gun at one point. And if he's harming others, then he's essentially given up his rights to that point.
He could be lying in those dead body, in the entrails of three little girls, and it's just by accident. He didn't actually kill them. You never know.
Well,
somebody deserves a fair trial,
right,
do they not?
He does deserve a fair trial. And if the company, the bounty bounty hunter, for instance, that ends up arresting the guy for laying amongst the entrails of what are purported to be his victims, ends up making a mistake and they've got the wrong guy, then their reputation's on the line, which is another difference between the government system and the market-based justice system, is if the, you know, if they go after the wrong guy in the government system and they find out later on down the line, you know, they let him out of jail 20 years later, pat him on the back and say good luck. If he's lucky, he gets he'll get a settlement. But the government's legitimacy can never be damaged because of that. I mean, there's no way they're going to go away. They're not going to go out of business because they've screwed people over and have put the wrong men in jail. As we've seen, there have been a lot of people that have been released from government jails over the years who are completely innocent, and you know, nothing ever changes about the system because of that. Whereas in a marketplace, if the policing agencies or the protection agencies are screwing it up, then there nobody's going to want to hire those people because they're just not trustworthy. They're doing a bad job. They're going to their reputation is going to be ruined, and their business is going to be in the dirt. So it's going to be in their interests to make sure they're doing a spotless job, or as spotless as possible, as far as making sure they get the right people and bringing the right people to justice. So there are a lot more checks and balances on the system when you bring competition into the justice system picture.
And this is how it was done in what they called common law for the very longest time. In fact, judges, they weren't appointed by the king or anything. They were just people that were respected in their communities, and people went along with it.
Yeah, if you want to see a really good example of that, the Viking system, like Udal Law, had a pretty cool way of doing that. Now, granted, it got violent a lot of times because the person who, you know, the perpetrator would be like, I don't want pay damages, like, screw you guys.
Right.
You know, I'll just fight because I'm powerful. How would you keep the losing side from agreeing to abide by it? And how would you keep someone from agreeing to arbitration in the first place?
How would you ensure that they agree to those things, you mean?
Yeah. I mean, what are you going to do? Just, like, get your gun and go kill a motherfucker?
Reputation. Reputation. In a free market world, reputation, I think, would be very, very important. And if you don't have a good reputation, you're going to find it hard to get a loan. You're going to find it hard to find people to do business with you. You're going to find it's going to be hard to get an apartment if you've got poor reputation. And so in the interest of keeping your reputation as positive as possible, you will submit yourself to arbitration because, well, if you don't, your reputation will be damaged. Now, you could say, well, there are some people that don't care about their reputation. Well, okay, then they'll be the pariahs of society, and wherever they come, they're not going to have any real significant protections because no protection agency is going to protect somebody that's a, you know, pariah of society and has poor reputation, and they're not doing anything to try to build it back. I mean, it's possible you could lose your reputation, like with a bad credit score, for instance, and do things to build it back to prove to the community that you're actually trying to make good, right? But if somebody is completely just repellent and not interested in making good on the things that they've done, then you know, nobody has an obligation to sell them groceries, you know? So if the marketplace can do amazing things, and if we allow the marketplace to handle the people like that, you'll find that they won't even be allowed in society. If somebody with a dangerous reputation comes into town, you know, there might be a bounty on their head at that point. So,
well, the way the Vikings did it was that if they had someone who's really bad and wasn't agreeing with essentially, like, the will of all the other people around, because all the men would assemble at this thing every year called the Thing. And that's the name.
Thing.
And if someone didn't want to go along with it, they were declared an outlaw, like, outside of the law, and therefore anyone, you know, like, you have to watch out for that person, and anyone has the right to kill them or take their stuff or whatever, which might not be the way we'd want to do it. But
yeah, I don't know exactly how it would all end up playing out, and I think we'd see different, slightly differing scenarios across the country, but nonetheless, I think it's something worth looking toward. Anything will be better, anything market-based would be better than this one-size-fits-all government monopoly system where, you know, if we look at what we have today, the government policing system encourages sadists to become cops. I mean, the government justice system system is putting innocent people and peaceful people behind bars. So, I mean, we could move in a more positive direction.
Not all cops are sadists.
It encourages sadists to become cops. That much is true. Ed, great call tonight. Recommend you look at The Market for Liberty. It's a wonderful book. You can get it in PDF form and in audiobook form free at book.freetalklive.com. That's book.freetalklive.com. More coming up. We'll take your calls about whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
You're listening to the Midas Resources Minute.
This is Bob Chapman at the International Forecaster again. Manufacturing is and has been in decline for some time now, and it is going to deteriorate further. Widespread reductions are 50 to 30%. The depth and the speed of the plunge has been breathtaking. And as we said, in February, depression has begun. In Europe, where manufacturing accounts for 20% of GDP, industrial production is down 12% year on year.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Brazil has fallen 15%, Taiwan 43%, China 35%, and China has 30 million workers that have been laid off. This is the biggest, fastest decline since the Great Depression. If you go back to 1929 until World War II, everything except gold and gold shares fell in value. At that time, credit was tightened as consumer fears reduced demand for manufactured goods and unemployment rose.
For a free copy of the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. Hi, this is Ted Anderson introducing a new way to listen to GCN on your cell phone. If you own a smartphone like BlackBerry, iPhone, or Arnold G1, there's a free application called Flycast. Simply download, install, and within minutes, you'll be listening to your favorite GCN shows from the convenience of your phone. Go to GCNlive.com, download the Flycast application, and begin listening in a whole new way. The place to go to is GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com, application Flycast.
Do you have more than $15,000 in credit card debt? Before you spend another dollar on minimum payments, call American Debt Specialists right now and find out how much of your debt can be eliminated. That's right, eliminated. Call 800-237-7042. While the government is bailing out the credit card companies, we're here to make sure you get help too. Just one call could reduce your credit card debt by as much as 60%. 60%! We'll bring you peace of mind with reduced debt and just one low monthly payment that fits your budget. It's simple, legal, and we'll get the job done for you fast.
It was amazing. They helped me consolidate all my credit card debt into one low monthly payment.
Now, we don't have to file for bankruptcy.
Managing one payment is giving me my life back.
For a free debt evaluation and to learn how you can save thousands right now, call 800-237-7660. That's 1-800-237-7660. 800-237-7660.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can dial in and bring up whatever you want. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. It's the Saturday edition, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free. We've got a shrine of female listeners, dozens of ladies who've sent us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com and see what it's all about. Shrine.freetalklive.com.
If you're thinking about starting a business, here's a word to the wise. Incorporate at LegalZoom.com. Incorporation can help protect you against frivolous lawsuits that could wipe you out. LegalZoom.com is fast and easy. They do all sorts of legal documents, patents, wills, trademarks. Use code FTL to save $10 off your order. That's LegalZoom.com. And, you know, until the world changes over to where the loser pays in lawsuits, I'm thinking incorporation is really the only way you can protect yourself.
800-259-9231. We continue here and take your calls about anything. Michael is listening to WXNT in Indianapolis. Hello, Michael. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I've been actually been listening to a while. I discovered it a few weeks ago.
Welcome, sir.
Thanks. Anyway, how about them Indians, huh?
How about them Indians?
Oh, yeah, that's a game today. Cleveland facing Yankees. Cleveland blew them out.
Is that baseball?
24.
Is that baseball? I don't really know all these teams.
Is that figure skating? What is that?
Figure skating.
No, baseball.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm just not a sports guy. I don't know
yeah,
a jack
no,
about
blew them out 14 runs in the second inning alone.
You know something that I love about sports people? Is
I love that Babe Ruth guy.
They're just, they're like, a lot of sports guys are like human encyclopedias of statistics. Of course, it means nothing. I mean, the statistics are meaningless, except to you if you believe in your team. Of course, you're not actually on the team. But nonetheless, I digress. What were you calling about?
I think I'm a good expert on statistics. For example, do you know the capital of South Dakota is Pierre?
Yes, I did.
Anyway.
Do you know what the capital of Nevada is?
Carson City, baby.
Carson City, that's very good. Anyway. Capital of Vermont.
Montpelier.
No, very good.
This is like a geography test tonight on Free Talk Live.
Do you want a prize?
No. Anyway,
call some other show.
I called you about this whole thing. You know about that whole report on the Minnesota, Missouri report on the right-wing extremism, then the... right.
Yes, and they withdrew it. They basically said that people in the Campaign for Liberty, Ron Paul fans, militias, all very dangerous people.
It's completely asinine, you know.
It was asinine.
But then the Obama administration's basically done that this week. They've backed it up, or not backed it up, but said the same things.
Oh, listen to this. I actually found this Homeland Security report about, like, left-wing extremism.
Left-wing extremism.
Yes, I've actually looked through it for a couple hours, and mostly about hacking ideas. The whole hacking concept is actually faulty. It sort of seems to vilify hacking in general, but the bottom page is actually rather odd. It gives actually a general thing of like left wing extremism. Sort of the same thing with what happened with the Missouri porn right wing extremism.
When was this one published? When was this left wing extremist flyer published? Do you know?
Actually, it was declassified about a couple days ago.
So was it from the Bush administration's?
Oh no, it's Obama.
So Obama actually has something that is talking about left-wing extremists. Well, they're fair and balanced these days, you know. Everybody's an extremist now. Apparently even hacking is left-wing. That's very strange. Yeah. Thank you for the call tonight. Good hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Did you know that hacking was left-wing? I didn't know that. I didn't know hacking had a wing.
I wouldn't have thought.
All right, we continue here and talk to Steve in Pennsylvania. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi there, Ian. How are you doing today?
Just super. Steve, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, you actually already covered it. I'm not sure if your call screener there told you about it, but a few callers ago, you had the caller from Florida who was the one who called you guys Marxists.
We had a nice. And, we ended up having a nice conversation with that guy.
You did. He finally admitted he was a Marxist, actually. what I was calling about is, you know, as voluntarists, we're always talking about, you know, sort of the menu, what's on the menu within a voluntary society, and people always have these questions, and you did kind of touch on it in your... right before we went to break about going to see the book you posted on book.freetalklive.com. And
yes, The Market for Liberty, fine book that really helps explain how market arbitration and market protection services would work in the absence of an authoritarian state. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yep, and it's also available in a free audiobook form also from you.
That is correct.
So anyway, what I was saying is that To address some of Mark's concerns, actually, I've kind of changed my topic a little bit about the criminal penalties for people that are committing violent acts against others. I know, Mark, you read those books. I'm sure you've also read Rothbard's For a New Liberty.
You know, I work during the day. Sorry. I do a radio show 3 hours a night, 6 days a week.
Got a wife and a kid at home. When
you know, I work 8 hours a day selling ads so that you can have this show to listen to. And no, I haven't read For a New Liberty. I do have sitting right over here.
Oh, and now he's reaching for a book. I don't know what it is. So
Conceived in Liberty by Rothbard, but I haven't gotten to For a New Liberty yet. And so, no, I haven't listened to Market for Liberty. I did sit next to the plane when Ian went, ooh, 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 and tried to read some stuff to me. But, you know, I just don't have really much interest in this, you know, this theory that you can do away with government.
Well, plus probably 99.9% of our listeners have never read any of those books either. So try to couch your whatever you're going to say in those with that in mind.
Sure. Well, basically, in a free market arbitration society, if someone's doing violent crime and the people that are taking him to arbitration over that crime, he refuses to pay them or go to arbitration, there are workhouses where he can pay off his quote-unquote debt, and he also may even be liable to his own life where he's killing other people, or in the case of Mark's example, three little girls.
So he's, I'm sorry, what was the thing about his own life? I missed that part.
He may be liable for his own life to those who would claim the arbitration against him.
When you say liable for his own life, what do you mean by that?
Well, for example, if he's killed those three little girls, obviously those people could take him to arbitration. If he refuses, he can be placed in a workhouse-type situation pretty much for the rest of his life until he pays off the debt that was arbitrated upon.
That sounds like force visited on a person who hasn't been convicted by a jury of their peers or an arbitrator or whatever.
Well, the arbitration would take place. He'd be forced to be arbitrated with. I mean, you can't just go around killing human beings.
Well, look, I mean, you know, arbitrators would just be companies, so it's like AT&T saying, that guy Mark over there is a bad man. I just don't see how they have legitimacy in my life. I'm a free person. I didn't do anything, and I don't know what you people are talking about, and I'm not going into your arbitration
thing. Well, if you didn't do anything, then you should be able to defend yourself. And
I don't have time to be running around with all you people that have these little claims against me and stuff. I didn't do anything.
There goes your reputation, Mark, out the window.
Why my reputation? You're the one who accused me of something.
And
you should be
proof.
Obligated. You should be obligated to prove it.
I wouldn't accuse you if I didn't have proof. In the free marketplace, if you don't have proof that somebody did something, then you better not accuse them, because if you're found that you know, this is a waste of the arbitrator's time, then it's your reputation that'll end up being damaged. So if I'm coming to arbitration, I've got a case. And if I've got a case and you don't want to defend yourself against that case and it's quite clear that you committed that crime,
feel like going. So you're going to pick me up and drive me someplace?
And the arbiter himself is not going to take a case without having some form of evidence. I mean, why, that would ruin their reputation if they're just bringing people into their arbitration.
Maybe the arbitrator will only take cases of people that don't want to go.
The arbitrator.
This arbitrator specializes in people that don't want to go to arbitration. I mean, you know, maybe
it's
he's a
possibility,
just
a, I suppose.
Backwater arbitrator. I don't like that arbitrator. Maybe his reputation isn't good
enough
for me.
That's why you can pick your own arbitrator. And
it's going to take me a little while to come up with that arbitrator for you. Thanks.
Arbitrators will agree on a third arbitrator to arbitrate the situation.
You need force to make justice work.
Thanks for the call. More coming up. I think you can use force in retaliation. It's Free Talk Live.
Sounds like a mob.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious tasting chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard to digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet, or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeed.com now has the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
I was drinking more than I should, and I knew it. I just made excuses and wrote it off as stress from work or problems at home. I thought I was functional, but then I realized that just being functional wasn't any kind of life at all. That's when I heard about a free CD from the National Institute for Alcohol Recovery. Turns out it's different from anything else out there, including 12-step or hypnosis. It's based on the latest research, and it really turned things around for me.
This free alcohol recovery CD tells you about everything you need to succeed in the privacy of your own home. We guarantee it. We are so sure of your success with our alcohol recovery program that if you can find a better home recovery program anywhere, we'll pay for it. So you have absolutely nothing to lose. For a free CD, call 1-800-309-0958. That's 1-800-309-0958. 1-800-309-0958.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You dial up and bring up anything. Take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. This is the Saturday edition of the show, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they're free, including the updates. Get signed up. We'll keep you in the loop. Whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live, just go to updates.freetalklive.com and get on the list free. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
Audible.com offers over 60,000 downloadable audiobooks, magazines, radio shows for your iPod or MP3 player. You can try them out by downloading a free audiobook today at audiblepodcast.com/FTL. They've got new releases on there. They have all kinds of books. My understanding, they have Ron Paul's Revolution of Manifesto. So you can go to audiblepodcast.com/FTL and get a free one today.
1-800-259-9231. We continue with your calls about whatever you want. It's Kel in Montana listening to KGEZ. Hello, Kel. Kel in Montana, going once. You are on the air. Hey there.
Hey, just want to let you know that you guys have more than just Dave listening up here.
Oh, that's good. We've always had a big Montana audience. KGEZ is a well-listened-to station. Go ahead with your thoughts tonight, sir.
Well, there's still a few of us trying to fight to get you guys back on, weekdays instead of just Saturday night. But
Well, good. I hope you have success with that. Certainly would enjoy being on six nights a week. We do a weekday show. For those of you that only get the Saturday show, one of the ways you can help make that happen in your local area is to just simply call up your local program director on your talk station that carries us and tell them, number one, thank you. Show some appreciation for the fact that they're airing even some of Free Talk Live, even if it's just a couple hours of the Saturday show. Thank them for it, and then ask them for more. And you'd be surprised. Maybe it'll end up happening. Maybe not next week, but, you know, when... You know, programming changes come up in the fall or something like that, they might pull the trigger on more Free Talk Live. And if you've said positive things about us, then it makes a difference.
Yeah, I know. Well, John Stokes, the guy that owns the station, he pulled you guys off and put Alex Jones on in your slot. And, you know, there's a lot of Alex Jones people up here, but there's a lot of people that don't like him. So it's been
what can you do?
You know, anyway, it's a refeed, too. So I think he's on twice a day there.
No, he's only on that time slot.
Okay, well,
so what were you calling about tonight?
Just to let you know that there are actually quite a few anarchists up here in Montana.
Well, good. You should destroy the state. Thanks for the call, dude. I appreciate it. 800-259.
By destroy, you mean do away with.
Yes, peacefully abolish the state. 1-800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. We will talk to, I believe we have Mark in Texas. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how you doing?
What's on your mind tonight?
Domestic violence laws. Do you know anything about the must arrest policy, domestic violence laws?
Yes, I'm familiar with it. Those policies do not exist everywhere, but they do exist where if someone is called, if a police officer is called to a domestic scene, he has to take someone out in handcuffs.
Which is
right.
One of the reasons for it is there are some couples out there that'll get the cops out on a regular basis because they like, you know, their way of lovemaking starts with screaming at each other in the lawn.
Right.
And, you know, certainly those people are a problem in their communities. But I don't think that it seems, you know, it's kind of rough.
It takes,
cop has to arrest somebody.
It takes away discretion.
Yeah.
Anytime you take away discretion, whether it's from
the police officer would have. But what a lot of people don't realize is it they just think that it's the trailer park type people or the ghetto type of scene or something like that. But it can happen anywhere. I mean,
sure.
a lot of times this stuff is used. Two, this goes into the divorce. 50% divorce, men against women. We have two different cultures now, the disillusion, the split up of the family, like divide and conquer. I mean, it's almost as if, like, men and women have two different cultures today. Women have their daytime TV culture, and then men have their own other culture, you know, with the sports
and
whatnot.
You are seriously generalizing here. You do realize
I know.
That.
I'm hitting a lot of points real fast because I know I don't have much time, but it all ties in together.
I can tell you, my girlfriend does not have a daytime TV culture at all that she lives in.
Yeah, but I can guarantee you she thinks very differently than you. And
you'd
when
be
the time
you'd
comes,
actually
you'll
be surprised.
Out.
No, hold on a second. I would like to think I know my girlfriend a little bit better than you know my girlfriend. And
that's what you think.
I am always pleasantly pleased when there are we have so many instances, her and I, of just being on the exact same wavelength to where one of us will say what we're thinking, and then the other one of us will say, wow, I was just thinking that at that exact same moment.
Right.
And
okay.
That stuff happens all the time with
her.
Well,
let me focus on this then. The 50% divorce rate, 70% of those divorces are filed by women. We've got 45% of children being raised by single mothers. We have a single mother culture now. If you go to Amazon.com and go to books and type in single mothers, you'll see literally 40,000 titles. And
better yet, go to Amazon.freetalklive.com, and anything you buy, we'll get a percentage of the sale.
That's funny. What I'm talking about is the day of the single Dad Was a Rolling Stone went out in the 70s. Today, women, half of them want to be, there's a culture of single motherhoods, conquer and divide. Feminism was is funded by the government. It always was to put men and women at odds. Now, I know
the government divides
people. Subject, and I'm covering a lot of ground all at once, but nobody ever freaking talks about it.
Well, you probably have to have a talk show host that has experienced it, and both of us have pretty level-headed women. Part of having a good mate is what you do ahead of time before you marry the person, you know, sort of deciding who they are. And
right. Everyone says that, but you don't know what she's going to do when things go wrong.
I actually do. I was divorcing her at one point, and I had an idea what it is that she'll do under those circumstances. Now, but she didn't have a child at the time.
Women are not exactly world famous for always letting you know what their intentions are, what they're thinking.
They're like vipers in the grass, aren't they?
No, when it's all over, it's a fact. There's studies that's been done on it. It's not until the relationship is over that they tell you what really happened, etc. Well, I know this is all very highly politicized, and people always say, oh, well, you just hate women, blah, 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 blah. It's not that simple. It's a very complex issue. But the main point here is the dissolution of the family. The reason we used to be strong in this country is because of the family. The family is splitting up.
We used to be strong. Hold on a second. What do you mean by that statement?
We would protect ourselves. It's part of what made us strong against the government. The government wants us at odds with each other. They want men
That's
and
true.
Women at odds with each
yes,
other.
Yes, I agree with that. Not only does the government want men and women at odds with one another, but they want everybody at odds with everybody else.
Oh,
they
true.
Want,
I won't disagree with that at all.
They want interest group A at odds with interest group B, at odds with interest group C, and they're always constantly fighting over who
absolutely.
Can control the state and who gets the benefits and who gets taxed the most. And it's just that the government is a violent tool that people are constantly struggling for control over so they can wield
right.
that tool of violence against others. And your observations, I think, some of them are generally correct about as far as the system does tend to favor women in like a divorce situation or child custody.
Certainly a child custody situation.
And things like that. And no doubt there are a lot of people out there that share your frustrations. And I want to thank you for the call tonight, sir. 800-259-9231. Hopefully that counts as somebody talking about this. And I think he's right on in that the government encourages this these problems. And of course, then you've got a welfare situation where the welfare state encourages child bearing, essentially, even when it's not necessarily financially viable, because people will have kids just so they can get a check from the government.
It happens. I mean, you know, the in the name of taking care of children, which certainly sounds like a good thing, we encourage people to have more and encourage women to leave men, and you know, it's a tough situation. I'm not saying I want women to be with abusive men. I'm just saying that, you know, these things aren't easily handled, and that every action that the government takes has unintended consequences that we didn't think about. I think we have, that the government has destroyed families as we know it, and it's through the welfare system.
And through the whole idea of marriage licensing as well. I mean, what? I have to ask permission from government bureaucrats in order to love somebody?
Oh, you don't have to just ask permission, but you have to answer what your race is. Tell me that's not meant to be divisional.
And pay up as well. 800-259-9231. But the real problem comes in with the divorce, because essentially a marriage is a contract between you, your loved one, and the government. And when the divorce happens, you got to abide by all of their rules because you agreed to it. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
If you have over $10,000 in credit card debt, you need to hear this. Have you been watching the banks getting their bailout money and wondering where your relief is? The answer you're looking for is the Bailout Group. The Bailout Group has settled over $100 million in credit card debt for people just like you. The Bailout Group can help cut your debt by up to 60% of its original value, removing those high interest fees and rolling everything into one low monthly payment. And the best part? All GCN listeners qualify for a free
5-minute debt relief consultation. This is the system that credit card companies don't want you to know about. This is a fast, proven, and legal process for your credit card debt concerns. Call the Bailout Group now at 800-324-6554. That's 800-324-6554. Debt relief experts are standing by. You have nothing to lose except your credit card debt. Call 800-324-6554. 800-324-6554 today.
Do you have more than $15,000 in credit card debt? Before you spend another dollar on minimum payments, call American Debt Specialists right now and find out how much of your debt can be eliminated. That's right, eliminated. Call 800-237-7042. While the government is bailing out the credit card companies, we're here to make sure you get help too. Just one call could reduce your credit card debt by as much as 60%. 60%! We'll bring you peace of mind with reduced debt and just one low monthly payment that fits your budget. It's simple, legal, and we'll get the job done for you fast.
It was amazing. They helped me consolidate all my credit card debt into one low monthly payment.
Now, we don't have to file for bankruptcy.
Managing one payment is giving me my life back.
For a free debt evaluation and to learn how you can save thousands right now, call 800-237-7660. That's 1-800-237-7660. 800-237-7660.
Are you embarrassed by your legs? Are your legs sore and irritated? Millions of women suffer from leg pain due to varicose veins. When varicose veins prevent you from living and enjoying your everyday life, you need Venulux. Venulux is a dietary tool formulated to restore naturally beautiful legs from the inside out. As part of your healthy lifestyle, Venulux promotes antioxidant action throughout your body to calm varicose veins and support fit legs for life. Venulux has helped women all over the world relieve varicose vein pain and restore the confidence to bear their legs. Now it's your chance to benefit with Venulux free when you call 1-888-4-FIT-LEG today. That's 1-888-4-FIT-LEG. Fitleg, or visit us on the web at 4fitleg.com. And remember, when you call 1-888-4-FITLEG, ask how to get your Venulux free. That's 1-888-4-FITLEG, or visit us on the web at 4fitleg.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231, and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Only moments remain. We're going to try to sneak as many calls in as possible here. So if you don't have a whole bunch of time, call us back Monday night. We can talk in more detail about whatever it is that interests you. Of course, if it's interesting to us. It all depends. How long we spend with each caller really is, you know, depends on you and how interesting the call is. So we're going to go through these phone calls. But first, I want to tell you about how to promote Free Talk Live. You want to help get help get Free Talk Live on more radio stations, help get more internet listeners listening, bring more people on board with this program. You can go to promote.freetalklive.com. There's a whole list of things that you can do and get involved with that are mostly free or very low cost, like flyers, for instance, printing flyers, very low cost, to get this idea, to get this show, the ideas on this show and this show out into more people's here. So go to promote.freetalklive.com. I just wanted to bring something up. One of the things that is on that list, right toward the top at promote.freetalklive.com, is the Free Talk Live bumper sticker. Now, the instructions are pretty simple. And if you can't follow the instructions, you're not going to get a bumper sticker. Okay? The instructions are, you send a self-addressed stamped envelope to, and then the address. Self-addressed stamped envelope. That means you take an envelope, write your address on it as though it would be sent to you. You would then put a stamp on it and leave it open, then fold that envelope up, put it inside another envelope, and then send that envelope actually to the address we tell you to send it to. Somebody recently sent me an envelope with a piece of paper asking for a bumper sticker and with their address in it. sorry, you're not going to get the bumper sticker that way. So you actually have to follow the instructions. So I'm sorry to Richard in California.
There's probably, likely, if it's a younger person, I don't know.
They've never heard of a self-addressed stamped envelope.
Right, maybe they've never heard of what a self-addressed stamped envelope is. This is sort of an older concept.
Yeah.
I mean, so...
Basically, it allows us to send out a bumper sticker to you without having to pay for the postage to send it to you.
We already paid to print the bumper sticker, for God's sake.
Right, and that way we don't have to spend the time addressing the envelope and all of that. So if you want the stickers, follow the instructions at promote.freetalklive.com. All right, we continue here taking your phone calls. Let's talk to Rob in Ontario. Rob, you're on Free Talk Live. Rob?
Hi, guys.
Hey, you're on the air.
Yeah, I want to talk tonight about something you heard a couple of weeks ago. You were talking about the tax on cigarettes, and you made the statement that you thought that lower-income people smoke more. And I don't necessarily dispute that, but why do you think that is?
Statistics?
Wait, he's asking why do they smoke more, not why we said that.
I suppose it's cultural in some way.
Poverty would lead you to smoke. I don't see the correlation.
Oh, I don't know if poverty leads people to smoke. I think that it's an observation that people that spend money on things like cigarettes and alcohol tend to not have a lot of money left over, and so if they're just not good at handling their money, maybe that's one of the reasons why they're considered lower income, because they're not handling their monetary situation very effectively.
Yeah, I don't know what the reasons
are. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, typically we used to have a lot of bingo halls around here, and now they're replaced by casinos now. And, I mean, you can't smoke in them, but in the old days, when you went to a bingo hall, full of smokers.
Sure,
now,
a bunch of old ladies.
Bingo players typically were elderly women and not of great means.
Well, that's why they're playing bingo, right? Not for necessarily the fun, but so they could win some money, isn't it?
Right. Now, I think they still allow smoking in Vegas, do they not?
I think so. I believe that they do allow smoking in casinos in Vegas.
Why do lower-income people play the lotto?
Well, there's a direct correlation there because they want to improve their economic status, but
also because they're
they don't know how.
Because they don't know how to handle their money in the first place. Otherwise, even though they were lower income, they could still have some savings that they could be improving their lives with. And if they knew what the lotto was really all about, and that is, it's essentially a voluntary contribution to the state. The odds, of course, are very, very slim of possibly winning. It's basically a contribution to the state, and you don't get anything in return for it. But these are people that just don't have financial intelligence. They were never taught financial intelligence, and so when they get a vice like alcohol or cigarettes in this particular case, they stick with that vice, even if it means that they're having to feed their kids ramen, even if it means that it's lowering the quality of their life in general. They stick with the vice because that's just how they are, and it's unfortunate, and it kind of keeps them in that lower income structure and that lower economic strata because they just don't know how to handle their money any better. And I hope that we can change that someday with better education. And I thank you for the call tonight.
Okay. 800-259-9231.
I think that the government education or the government indoctrination system does nothing to help young people understand how to handle their money. Because if young people could be taught just the basics of financial intelligence, they could really do well for themselves, like, saving.
Yeah, it's important.
Let's continue here. We don't have time to get into details. Conrad in North Dakota is on the line. Conrad, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey. We're short on time. What's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, I wanted to talk about in forming a coherent philosophy. Personally, I seem to find that you have to start from the beginning and work your way up. And that's how I became an anarchist. And it also led me to atheism. And I see those two as being... inexorably mixed up together. You have to have both of them. And I was just wondering what you guys seem to think
about. You have to have both of them?
Well, yeah, I seem to think that one leads to the other. They're both a principled idea that anything de facto has very little worth. You have to be shown that the state is something that's preferable, that a God exists, and I see them as both coming from the same set of logic. And I was wondering what you guys
think. I don't know. I think you can show, through evidence that everybody can look at and show that government doesn't work. I mean, I think people can generally be shown, and people generally believe that the government can't work, at least in certain areas. And I wouldn't call myself an anarchist, by the way. I'm just addressing what you have to say. Whereas, when it comes to religion, I don't think you can necessarily show people that there's no God. How could you?
Well, I mean, it's really hard to show, but you have to start from a beginning, a standpoint, that there is no...
We just lost him. Don't know what happened there, but I do see where he was going on that, because I at one time was considered myself an atheist and also a liberty minded person. I have since then I have moved toward pantheism, and I consider myself a pantheist, which is of course the belief that instead of as an atheist believing in myself, pantheism takes believing in oneself to the next step, and it takes believing in oneself as the creator, essentially, that everything and everyone is part of God, for lack of a better term. And so I think that's completely compatible with my pro-liberty belief system. And I, too, would not call myself an anarchist. I would call myself a voluntarist, for instance.
And Quakers believe that that God comes from within, and that everybody has God inside of them.
That's a very pantheistic view as well.
Well, that's what I believe.
So, we continue taking your calls, and by the way, we've gotten into some really deep theological conversations on this show before, and we just don't have time to dig in too far, because we've got to talk to Livewire in Florida. Livewire, you're on Free Talk Live.
I wanted to discuss the situation in the Caribbean, or Caribbean, depending on how you want to pronounce it. All of the top honchos from this part of the earth are down there right now, having a big communist meeting, apparently, because they are studying one of those indoctrination manuals.
Mm-hmm.
And, a few weeks back, I remember the top honcho from the Kingdom of Bolivia. That dictator was saying that all blonde-haired, blue-eyed individuals are the cause of economic problems all across the planet.
Mm. Thank goodness I've got brown hair and brown eyes. I'm okay.
Yeah, I'm stuck out here because I have blonde hair, blue eyes, and I don't know. Maybe I'll have to get a transplant or something, but I think they've come looking for me.
Wow, that's such a simplistic view of the world. I mean, not yours, but that guy's view of the world is just so simplistic and so dangerous. I don't even know what else to say. Thank you for the call, Livewire. Let's talk to Vince in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Vince.
Hey, what's up, guys?
You got 30 seconds, my man. Go ahead.
Long-time listener. Just wondering what your stance are as far as individual liberties for animals, animal rights. Where does that... sort of intersect with your libertarian views and your ideas?
That is a great question. It's a great question, and I'd love to dig into it further, so I would love you to call back on Monday night so we can really sink
Absolutely.
Our teeth into it. But a short answer would be... The short answer would essentially be that I don't even think that people have rights. I think that rights are a concept we've come up with to help help us interact with one another.
And they're a great agreement, but you can't get animals to agree to them,
right.
So they don't have them.
So we should have rights. It's a wonderful idea, and that's why I support the concept of rights, because people agreeing on rights means that we won't kill each other and, we'll take care of one another.
And I believe you can tell a lot about a person by the way they treat animals. But.
Oh, I love animals, and I think that people that mistreat animals should be ostracized to the max, given a chance to make good and do the right thing in the future. But I don't think that, locking somebody in a jail cell is ever going to solve an animal abuse problem. I think ostracism is the solution there, and I agree with Mark that animals can't have rights because they can't reciprocate the idea back to you, because they'll eat you if they get a chance. So see you Monday night. Thanks for your calls, and thanks for your participation, and join us online at freetalklive.com.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local station and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
The IRS is skimming the wealth of the American people for the Wall Street bankers. Taxpayers are being raked over the coals and forced to pay for bailout after bailout. First we went after the Fed, now we're going after the Internal Revenue Service. On April 15th, the Republic strikes back. Every zip code, every post office, nationwide, one purpose, show me the law. Visit showmethelaw.org and sign up today to get involved. Action groups are forming now, everystorerepublic.net. Join us in this national grassroots action to end the federal income tax. On April 15th, the Republic strikes.